This is KUT. The city of Austin's hoping new noise-canceling technology will catch on among local music venues. It could mean fewer noise complaints from those living near our city's numerous music hotspots. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey gave it a listen.
If you drive by City Hall around 11 this morning, you might see what looks like an adult jungle gym. A bunch of silver metal buttresses caging in a dance floor. And I say dance floor because the music is really pumping. Now, I didn't say it was great music, but take 10 steps outside this makeshift dance floor and the music gets a little quieter. 20 steps, and then 30 steps.
It's a directional speaker system for nightclubs, hotels, outdoor beer gardens, where you want to create a high impact of sound, particularly bass sound that everyone wants to hear and feel. But the minute you step away from the system outside of the perimeter, it drops off very quickly.
Brian Sid is with JBN Sound Systems, a company based in Australia. Recently, the city of Austin invited the company to come and demonstrate their sound mitigation technology in hopes that it would catch the interest of local music venues. Here's David Murray, sound engineering consultant with the city.
This is, you know, one of the solutions we've been looking for all of our bars that need to operate and have ambient music until, you know, they have patrons go home. Yet they have residential towers in very close proximity.
So how does it work? This uses speakers in the ceiling, and they're not just any speakers. The Australian company uses plain speaker technology versus a traditional cone-shaped speaker. Think of a flashlight.
You turn on a flashlight, it goes in a particular direction. The direction that you shine it in is bright, and behind you is not bright.
Neil Hall is a professor at the Cockrell School of Engineering at UT. He says because planar speakers are flatter, they emit sound in a very particular direction, like a flashlight. Traditional speakers act more like a light bulb, letting the sound spread out in all directions.
It's a wave in every case. It just depends on if you want it to go everywhere or if you want it to be directed.
But of course, it's not like the city would be buying these up and handing them out to music venues. Company reps told me a system like this could cost anywhere from $30,000 upwards, depending on the size of the venue. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.